And welcome back, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. And looking at the calendar, it is a Monday, and it's time for Law 251 with Tobias and Comer Law and Brian Comer in studio with us today. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dalton.
So how'd you and the family make out during the big snow slash ice storm, the 55 degree weather where we were all still sliding around? That was a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, it was entertaining to say the least, but it was great. It was my youngest's first time to see snow, and it was really cool to be able to have that time. And but glad we got through it, got through it safely, and good memory.
Yeah, for sure. And 3-4 days where at least you could be forgiven for driving like you don't know how to drive.
Sure.
Out there. Yeah. I mean, it's all we talked about, but dangerous driving conditions, you could maybe give someone, say, yeah, I understand you were driving like that, really rough conditions out there. But Brian, we see bad drivers year round, and it could be the driest, nicest weather, and there's still people out there causing problems for other folks. No,
absolutely. And this goes really back to what we talk about a lot here, right? And, you know, all we can do is control what we can control. And you never can account for, I can hear my mom in my head right now going, you know, it's the other driver that I'm worried about. And that's what we're really talking about here, right? And whether it is from excessive rain or somebody just not being considerate of other people while they're driving, weaving in and out of traffic, dangerous conditions we can't control. So what we can do is to be defensive and be on the lookout for those people, and then to take care of ourselves as best we can.
Yeah, defensive driving, something that's been drilled in my head since before I turned 16 years old, and something that can save your life. I mean, you know it as well or better than anyone. And you think defensively during a strange event like we were just talking about, or you get a real thunderstorm moving in, everyone drives carefully. But there's people out there, and let me just say, even if you're a good driver, you should drive defensively when it's decent outside. And there's people that are going to drive like they're NASCAR drivers, and they really, you know, they won't be able to control their own vehicle, but you have to worry about yourself and staying in safe situations.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, and even the most careful driver, right, can't always prevent the wreck. And so all we can do are to take the steps that we can to protect ourselves, protect our family. And that's why we talk about things like wearing your seatbelt, making sure your car seat's installed properly. But then at the same time, we also mention, but make sure you've also got as much underinsured motorist coverage as you can, because we can't control when the drunk driver comes through the intersection. We can't control when somebody is driving without their lights on in a monsoon, or decides they're going to be Evel Knievel in the snow and see, you know, how fast they can turn,
right,
or do donuts or whatever. And, that's why we have the safety features that we have, and we're on the lookout. Because look, I mean, you know, everybody's encountered that jerk driver, right? Mm-hmm. That's coming, mm-hmm. that's riding right up on your bumper, that's weaving in and out of traffic. And inevitably, that's the person that causes the wreck. And all we can do is try to maintain a lookout for that, and then try to avoid that person and just let them get on past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've talked so often about cases you've worked involving inebriated drivers, whether it's alcohol or drug use, mm-hmm. Texting while driving. That's something that everyone knows they're not supposed to be out there doing.
Right.
And then when they do, and the lawsuits or the court cases that arise from that. But what about those jerks you're talking about? They may not be drunk. They may be, you know, as sober as the judge, and they're just driving around, you know, causing issues for other people, tailgating, running people off the road. When you look at a case like that, someone says, hey, man, I was in this accident, and they never said it was a drunk driver, but I've got this evidence that this person was just driving like a madman. Does that pique your interest at all, or how does it make things different for you on your side of things?
Well, that's a really good question. And so, you know, with every case that comes in, we obviously want to vet it and do our due diligence to investigate, because we're not interested in bringing cases that don't need to be brought, frivolous cases or cases that, while something bad's happened, that doesn't necessarily mean somebody was at fault. But when we're looking at a case, like say a car wreck case, you do want to find out that information. Was the other person speeding? I mean, you know, were we talking 2 miles an hour over, like I'm sure most people are guilty of, or are we talking the reckless driving kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. And so all of that factors into it. How, you know, what are the witnesses saying? And that's all the things that we do as part of our due diligence when we're looking into a case, because we've talked about this before. You can really classify a driver's actions, a bad driver's actions, into one of three buckets, right? So you've got negligence. That's the fancy way of saying failing to act reasonably under the same or similar circumstances. You've got intentional conduct. I mean to hurt somebody, and I do. And then you have the area in between those two, which is wanton conduct. And everything that you've just been discussing falls into what would classify as wanton conduct, that is the careless or reckless disregard of the health and safety of other people. And so that's the texting and driving while speeding down the interstate and not paying attention and causing a wreck. That's the drunk driver. That's the, I know that the conditions mean I should have my headlights on, but the heck with it, I'm going to do it anyway. Those are the things that we look at. And that definitely escalates the type of case and the damages that are recoverable.
That's that ladder of culpability.
Exactly. Yes. Very good. Yes.
And we went into detail on that, by the way, as well. If you want to go back, we've had so many great podcasts, but the Law 251 podcast, just search Brian Comer, ladder of culpability. We dive into that. I am talking with Brian Comer with Tobias and Comer Law for Law 251. One thing you mentioned earlier, I want to go back over this again, just kind of broad strokes, basically, but uninsured motorist coverage, something we've discussed a lot too, and something that's really important and under discussed, I would say. Just kind of explain to folks what that uninsured motorist coverage is.
Yeah. And so, you know, it took me a while when I first started practicing law to really get my head around what it is. But it is essentially coverage for you in the event that you're hurt by somebody else who either doesn't have insurance or doesn't have enough insurance. And I'm sure this will stun literally no one listening to this right now, but the same clowns that are out there that are weaving in and out of traffic, that are tailgating you on the interstate in rush hour or whatever, they typically aren't the ones that are carrying enough limits. So if and when they do cause that terrible wreck, to then have the insurance available to cover it. And so that's the only thing that we can do to protect ourselves in the event that that happens. Okay. And so if you get hit by the drunk driver, if you get hit by the person that's doing this driving like a jerk, and they don't have coverage or don't have enough, then it steps into that person's shoes to provide coverage up to the policy limits that you purchase.
Yeah. And if you've heard us on this show, on this station, talk at all about, you know, some of the accidents that have happened, it's fairly often that someone in one of the parties doesn't have insurance. So you can see how that could help you out in a big way.
Absolutely. Or what we run into now a lot is the minimum limit under the state of Alabama is just $25,000. And $25,000 does not go a long way when you're talking, you know, something with, God forbid, you know, somebody who needs extensive medical care at a hospital, or even just getting checked out in the ER where they have to do all the tests to make sure that something really bad isn't happening. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to get at or above that in just the bills alone. And then that doesn't tack on if there is an actual injury, you know, then the care that's needed after that.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, that $25,000 sounds like a big number, but when you see that receipt come back, you're sure.
Well, and then too, when I explain the underinsured motorist coverage to people, it's relatively cheap for the amount of coverage that you're purchasing. And so stepping up from a $25,000 limit to a $50,000 or even $100,000 is not that much of extra premium for what it is that you're buying.
It could be good value if that's something that you're just now embarking on, looking into uninsured motorist coverage. Brian, so much great information. And I know multiple reasons for folks to not drive like jerks out there.
Right.
You don't want to end up on one of those Facebook pages, but you also don't want to end up with Brian Comer or Desi Tobias or Lacey Smith looking at you from the opposite side for driving like a jerk. If folks want to find out more, I know we talk about the website. We load the podcast there, tobiascomerlaw.com. But also, they can call for a free consultation pretty much any time. That number, 251-432-5001. I say pretty much any time. It is any time, 24/7.
That's right.
So check it out. Brian, thank you so much for coming in with us today.
Thanks for having me, Dalton.
That's Brian Comer with Tobias and Comer Law and another edition of Law 251. Coming up next, the Jeff Poor Show. That does it for Mobile Mornings. We will see y'all bright and early tomorrow morning at 6.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.